We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Friar Friday, and we are pleased to be joined on the SDCCU fan hotline by Padres outfielder Travis Jankowski, one of our favorites on the Gwynn and Chris show here on a nice, cool afternoon at Petco Park. My goodness, Travis. How are you? We all moved to San Diego for the weather, and this is what we get, right?
I know, man. You're not kidding. At least there's not a cloud in the sky, but I guess we could use some right now.
Yeah, we could.
I guess it's probably not that bad coming from Phoenix, where you guys just came from.
Yeah, man. Phoenix, El Paso, dude. It's been pretty hot, so I don't know what you guys are complaining about.
Not complaining. Very happy to be here. I think if anybody had a right to complain maybe a little bit, it would be you this season, because just nothing has gone your way. And how have you dealt with that? I mean, I think it's a good exercise for all of us to learn a little bit about how to handle things when things just don't go the way you expect them to.
No doubt. Yeah, definitely has not been hasn't been my greatest year to remember. But, you know, I'm a pretty positive guy by nature. So just kind of taking it back to spring training with that injury. I remember thinking at the time, wow, like, this is tough. Like, you know, it is what it is, but it's 6 weeks. You know, 6 weeks and I'll be back with the boys. Like, not a big deal. Yeah. And 14 weeks later, I'm just starting my rehab. So, yeah, it was definitely one of those years that was trying as far as, you know, the mental toughness and everything that goes along with it. But, you know, I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason. And if I don't know, you know, that reason today, then maybe in 5 years I'll know that reason.
Travis, what were some of the complications that led to it going from 6 weeks to 14 weeks?
So it was a scaphoid, that was the bone that was taking the longest to heal. That one had a screw put in it. And just by nature, I guess that's one of the worst healing bones and slowest healing bones in the body because of the blood flow. And this is all what the doctor said, so don't take my word for it.
You wish you weren't this smart about that.
Exactly. I shouldn't know all this. But yeah, man, it was just one of those bones that it was just tough to get blood supply to. We did everything from injections to a bone stimulator to try and promote some, you know, some bone healing. But it just
took its time. Yeah.
So it was just one of those kind of freak injuries, and I guess my body doesn't heal the quickest, and found that out the hard way. So.
How many times since that play, since that moment, have you gone through that play in your head and said, God, if I could have just landed a little differently?
Thousands.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine you can get it out of your head sometimes.
No, and it's funny because even still in outfield, when I'm playing outfield now, it's one of those things where I can still vividly remember it. And, you know, the worst thing about it was about two plays earlier, I remember that day Fran Mill was playing left, and there was a ball that he could have came in on.
That's a good save.
And he didn't slide. And we had a pitcher change or something like that, and we all went to center, and Fran Mill said, hey, should I dough for that ball? And I said, absolutely not, dude. Like, it's not worth it in spring. Like, this grass is sticky. It's super dry.
Oh, no.
Kid you not, two batters later, it happens to me. So it was maybe me
crazy.
Kind of prophesying the future there. But, I can't get it out of my head. And like I said, man, I don't know why it happened, but we'll find out. If not soon, then later why it happened.
One of the things that injuries tend to do for guys is it obviously it builds up your mental strength, right? Because this is for you now 2 years in a row where you've had to deal with some type of significant injury.
For sure.
Moving into September, getting through that, what are your goals, you know, finishing up the season this year?
Honestly, for me, it's helped this team win. I know that, you know, it hasn't been a year that we've been, you know, kind of hanging our hats on and wanting to, you know, write home about, but for me personally, man, I want to stay in San Diego for a long time. I love the direction of this team. I love the city. I love the fans. I love everything about the front office. So I need to prove to everyone that I belong here and I can help this team win.
Right.
So for me personally, I don't know, you know, numbers-wise, I don't think there's a number you can put on it. I just need to be an impact player in the outfield on the bases and every time I step in that box to help this team win. So I guess that's my goal. Goal would be to be back in, you know, uniform next year with this team. But, you know, it's one of those things, I don't think you can put a number or, you know, any sort of average on that.
Travis Jankowski is with us from the Padres on the SDCC Fan Hotline. It is Friar Friday, and I'll tell you one thing. If the front office ever listens to our show, you're in good shape, because we've been dying to get you back in the lineup. We love watching you play, and it's just been I think it's been frustrating for a lot of the fans. I mean, you got a lot of fans out there that want to see you play, and I think this is a team that you would have fit in perfectly on all season long. I mean, you know, base running and, you know, filling in the outfield and leading off and all of those things, because those are openings that this team kind of had throughout the season.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm hoping that the Padres will remember that that's the stuff you're good at.
I sure hope so, man. I really hope so. But, yeah, it was frustrating for me, too, sitting on the couch watching, you know, watching. Yeah. And, you know, there was a kind of, you know, leadoff situation and the on-base situation we've had the past couple years, and just kind of sitting there and knowing that, you know, well, last year I, you know, had a good year and feel good, and I feel like I really could help the team a lot this year. But unfortunately, injuries happen, and it's part of the game, and bounce back and show them that I belong.
Travis, you know, obviously you haven't been able to play a large part of this season, but you have got to watch this team from spring training through now. What has been your thoughts on how this team has really progressed, or, you know, kind of gone the opposite direction throughout the course of the year?
Honestly, man, I don't think there's too much of a regression. I think, you know, I think you see it a little bit with the Tatis injury. Him going down kind of hurt a little bit. But first half of the year, we were right at 500, if not above it.
That's right.
And, you know, I know 500's not great by any means for, you know, a World Series contender.
In the confines of compared to where you guys were last year to this exactly. year, though, I mean.
Exactly, man. That was a huge to look up, and at the All-Star break, you're flirting with 500, above 500. I think that was a big turnaround for us. You know, and then watching the games and stuff like that, I can't speak for the locker room, but just, you know, coming back and dropping a couple series right after the All-Star break definitely stings, especially with that new trade deadline and everything coming up. But, I mean, from what I've been a part of, the locker room, number one, is awesome, man. We got great leaders, Machado, Haas. You know, the pitchers have Yates and Stamen. There's leaders in that clubhouse that are good guys, good people, good ball players. And can kind of take these young guys and kind of steer them in the right direction on what to do. And the team chemistry is unbelievable. I haven't been on a team like this since college. And, you know, that college team went to the College World Series. So it was one of those things where the team chemistry really does – have an effect on how you play out there, and you know, you're pulling for each other and you got each other's back. So I'm sure you know it's that team chemistry, man, that goes a long way.
It goes a really long way.
I'm glad you mentioned college, because I have to ask you about a day in the life of a baseball player at Stony Brook. You probably get asked all the time, but the fact that you got to a College World Series with Stony Brook, I think is one of the great achievements in college baseball history. Mr. Gwynn's alma mater and mine, the same, had never made it to a College World Series, and San Diego State's had
some you were going at first.
Teams down there and some pretty good players, but Stony Brook's been to the World Series. What do you remember about life at Stony Brook and being part of that team? And that must have just been an amazing special year.
Yeah. Honestly, it's going back to that team chemistry. We had a good team. It was funny because I remember, back like the first week of college, back in August of that year, that the 2012 team, we're all sitting around the baseball house hanging out, and we're like, man, it'd be cool to go to the College World Series, but
I think every baseball house has that conversation, because I know we had it 3 years straight, and it didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah, how cool it'd be to get all the gear and the duffel bag and the new cleats and all that and all the hype, but it was just kind of one of those things. It was like, yeah, it'd be cool, but we'll see. You know, we had a good team, but we'll see. We're Stony Brook. and then, you know, we had a really good year. We had a really good year the year before. Nick Tropiano was our ace. He's with the Angels now. And he kind of led that team, and then he got drafted and left the boys behind. But we, you know, we had a good team, a lot of guys fill in, but it was one of those things where, obviously, from the Northeast, not a lot of teams go to the College World Series from the Northeast. So
nope.
I remember, had a good year, I think we had 52 wins or something, went down to the Miami Regional, played Miami game one, beat Miami. We were like, well, that's the highlight, boys. Like, we
right.
beat the one
seed. Our job is done.
Lost the next game and then came back and somehow won that regional, won three in a row. And then we were like, all right, that's the highlight, boys. We're going to LSU. Like, we better strap it on, because LSU is a good team in that stadium. Lost the first game there, won the next two. And it was one of those things where it was like,
oh my gosh, we're in the World Series.
Yeah, like, how did that just happen? You know, I think if you ask the coaches, ask all the guys, it was like, you remember bits and pieces of it, but no one remembers the whole game, dude. Everyone was so locked in. It was just taking it I know it's a cliche, but one pitch at a time, one out at a time, man. And it was one of those things. We got hot at the right time, and we just kept rolling.
This is going to sound crazy, but, I mean, this team is really young. And you probably find yourself in more of a leadership role being one of the vets on the team. What has been that process like for you? I know you've been away for a little bit, but when you've been around, I see guys talking to you often. What has that kind of been like for you? Because that's got to be a change for you in your career.
It's different for me, man. I'm not much of a hype, rah-rah guy.
Right.
Obviously, I cheer for the boys, but I'm never going to get in someone unless they truly deserve it. You know?
I'm
more of a lead by example type. So it's been a bit of a, I guess, culture shock for me to have younger guys come up to me and ask me questions about this, this, and this, because I've never been that guy, you know.
I
just go out and do it and play, and, you know, that's how I play. Play hard, man. You know, play the game the right way. That's
right,
what you do.
Right, right.
But now, you know, with these younger guys kind of, hey, man, like, he threw a, you know, 0-2 fastball. It just got crushed there. Well, why do you think he threw that? Well, I don't know, man. Like, let's go through the at-bat. So it's kind of walking young guys through the at-bat, walking young guys through, obviously, in the role I'm in now, you know, pinch hitting. You know, how do you prepare for that pinch hit role?
Not an easy job.
Not easy at all, man. You got one at-bat to live or die with.
Right.
So, you know, it's just letting them know, like, all right, dude, so in the fourth inning, you know, you get loose, get the body loose. Fifth inning, T-work. Sixth inning, flips. And, you know, that can also depend on how the pitcher's doing that day. You know, it's one of those things where you should have a routine, but that routine can change as far as time-wise goes every single day. So, yeah, being that leader in the clubhouse is definitely a new thing for me. I like it, and, you know, I'm always here for the guys, for the younger guys, and honestly anyone. So if they got a question, they can come up and ask.
I hope everybody out there listening gets a little idea why Travis Jankowski is one of everybody's favorite guys on this roster. Just a terrific guy, terrific teammate.
Rob Ross running, walking
Rob
by
Ross,
saying,
don't
shaking
do that
his
next
head
time.
No.
Because I was trying to be sincere. But, Travis, thanks so much for the time. Let's hope things start going your way again. And we look forward to seeing you back. And I guess next year it will be brown and yellow, the whole team, the whole season. But stick around this Padre organization because they need you. And hopefully we get to keep you here in San Diego.
No doubt. I'd love it. Thank you guys for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.